The O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. But first.
Every morning, the president wakes up to a top-secret brief on America's biggest challenges. Ever wished you were in the room? Of course you have. I'm Mike Baker, former CIA ops officer, and I'm here to give you the next best thing. Welcome to the President's Daily Brief Podcast. Every weekday, I break down the day's most pressing issues in just 20 minutes. Get briefed. Stay ahead. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
On this Friday, here's a provocative question. Do you hope President Biden will be found guilty of taking foreign money? We know Hunter and James Biden accepted millions of dollars from a variety of foreign nationals, and Joe assisted in that effort. But what's in your wallet, Mr. President? Safe to say millions of Americans would like to see Joe Biden vaporized. Same thing with Donald Trump. We live in a hateful political time, no question. I, your humble correspondent, bear no personal animosity toward President Biden, but I fervently believe he is hurting the country. I back that up nearly every day with no spin news analysis. But some folks do not believe Mr. Biden is a failure. About 40% of voters still support him, according to polling. Those people believe what they want to believe, not what is visible right before their eyes. However, the anti-Biden crew that thinks Joe's a felon is also believing what they want to believe. There is no direct evidence yet that he actually took money or services, but he might have. That's what the House impeachment inquiry is all about. Now, as a Christian, I'm not supposed to root for personal destruction, but I am compelled to seek justice. So that's where I am. Back after this. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles, listen up. CarShield is a low-cost monthly vehicle protection plan now available to you. This protection plan is at an all-time low price. Please call 800-925-7584 for a free quote. Drivers who activate today will also receive free roadside assistance and towing at no additional cost. That is 800-925-7584 right now. That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How many of you had a chance to watch all or part of the impeachment inquiry hearing yesterday? I thought it was fascinating. There was no smoking gun. There was no Perry Mason moment. But I thought it was good, and I thought it was informative. Trey Gowdy, a former federal prosecutor, former member of Congress, was on Fox yesterday and said Americans will simply have to be patient with these hearings. Listen to this.
You know, Trey, the Devin Archer testimony, Hunter Biden's partner, business partner, obviously raised a lot of eyebrows. Majority counsel saying you keep saying the brand, but by the brand, you mean the Biden family, correct? And Mr. Archer says, correct. Representative Biggs, when you say the Biden family, you aren't talking about Dr. Jill or anybody else. You're talking about Joe Biden. Is that fair to say? Yes, he says, that's fair to say. Listen, I don't think about it as, you know, Joe directly, but it's fair. That's fair to say that he was selling the brand. Is it going to take a long time for them to get to the meat of this, to move on to another stop? Or do you think that this could happen quickly?
No, I don't think it's going to happen quickly because the House Republicans don't have an enforcement mechanism. I mean, say they send a subpoena and the person sends it back to them as a paper airplane. You got to go to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia to hold someone in criminal contempt of Congress. I mean, you can go before an Article III judge and kind of make your case for your documents, but that takes forever. So they need bank records. And here's the other thing I think that they need. You can't engage in willful blindness. I mean, whether or not they can connect the dots straight to President Biden or Vice President Biden or Private Citizen Biden at the time, you can't just, like, turn a blind eye to what your family members are doing. They need documents. Whether or not they're going to get them, I don't know. The Democrats won't help, and the DOJ is not going to prosecute people who don't comply.
That simple. So we're going to have to be patient. I do know that they have already subpoenaed Hunter Biden's records, banking records. This will be fascinating to see how quickly Hunter Biden's people comply with this congressional subpoena. Stay with us. More to do. John Sarpalis is going to join us, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. A busy time of the year for them. He'll take time to explain what's going on. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Dentist in Las Vegas. So how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations, in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at TrueDentistry.com.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas, locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Rich Thomason. U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein is dead. California's senior senator, the Democrat, was first elected to the U.S. Senate 31 years ago, after 9 years as San Francisco's mayor.
Feinstein was one of several trailblazing women elected to Congress in 1992. She was an advocate for liberal priorities important to her state. However, she was also known as a pragmatic lawmaker who reached out to Republicans and sought middle ground. The pivotal moment in Feinstein's political career came in 1978 when San Francisco Mayor George Moscone and Supervisor Harvey Milk were killed at City Hall by former Supervisor Dan White. Feinstein was president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors and automatically succeeded Moscone as mayor. Jeremy House, Washington.
And upon re-election 5 years ago, Feinstein described serving in the upper house of Congress as the highlight of a lifetime.
I just want you to know that this is the greatest honor in my life, to represent my city and my state in the Senate of the United States.
Feinstein did face health challenges later in her career, suffering limited mobility, among other issues. Dianne Feinstein was 90 years old. Diving headfirst into the debate over illegal immigration, Tesla founder and billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk has paid a visit to the embattled southern border. Congressional Republicans are digging deeper into Biden family finances. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says they're seeking the personal bank records of Hunter and James Biden. The latter is the president's brother. Comer spoke at yesterday's first hearing of the Biden impeachment inquiry. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 116 points, the Nasdaq ahead 173. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The government is spying on you. No surprise, I know. But did you know the banks are helping them? And did you know that withdrawing your cash from the bank can be very risky? That's right. Let Swiss America educate you about this. Banks are now required to spy on us for the government, and they report any behavior they think is suspicious. You'll be shocked when you read The Secret War on Cash from Swiss America. This new war against cash is really a war against the Constitution, against all freedom-loving Americans. You must read The Secret War on Cash. Get your free copy by calling or texting 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. This war on cash is growing daily, and it also includes all forms of digital money. So please, get and read The Secret War on Cash free by calling or texting right now at 800-266-6082. That's 800-266-6082. Message and data rates may apply.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. More than 30% of North Las Vegas homeowners are considered what is known as house poor, meaning they're using more than 30% of their income to pay monthly housing expenses. That includes the mortgage as well as utilities. Now, that new study from Chamber of Commerce, an online business resource website, ranks North Las Vegas 11th in the country. 18 of the top 50 cities in that study are in California, with the city of Fontana topping the list. 82% of its homeowners considered house poor. Las Vegas ranked 56th on the list, 69% house poor. Henderson was 63rd, Reno coming in at 88th. Passenger traffic at Harry Reid International Airport dropped in August for the first time since February of 2021, but it still handled more than 4.6 million passengers. Despite the decline, airport traffic for the first 8 months of this year, nearly 12% better than 2022. Gilly's, the TI restaurant with one of the best trip views of the upcoming Las Vegas Formula One Grand Prix, it's now reopened for business. The Southern Nevada Health District shut it down on Tuesday after inspectors saw food being prepared in the kitchen while construction work was being done. Gilly's officials say they have completed their needed repairs and have been given the go-ahead from the health department to reopen. And no big winner in Wednesday night's Powerball drawing, making 30 straight drawings with no one taking home the top prize. So four tickets did get $1 million for matching the five regular numbers. Tomorrow's jackpot will be worth $925 million or $432 million in a lump sum. Powerball jackpot, the last one back in July, with one ticket in the Golden State hit for more than $8 billion. The odds of winning? Oh, 1 in 292.2 million. As always, you got to play to win. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Gotcha. Yo!
Sorry, man. I took an upper to stay awake. My heart started pounding, so I took a downer to take the edge off. Honestly, I feel worse now.
What? One of my friends overdosed after mixing drugs like that. I don't want that to happen to you.
Yeah, I definitely won't be doing that again.
Well, let's stay online for a bit so I know you're okay.
Yeah, man. Bet. Let's go.
There is no safe way to mix drugs. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet.
Located on 215 and South Rainbow.
Home of the...
Still clearing up our problem on the east side of the valley. It's holding up travels through the Charleston Curve. The accident's on 95 southbound after Boulder Highway off to the right. Through the resort corridor, watch for Nevada State Police off to the side there with a got a traffic stop there on I-15 southbound before Spring Mountain. Moving along safely, though, on I-15, 215, and Summerlin Parkway. Still working an earlier injury accident on East Charleston at Nellis. Going to top out in the mid-90s this afternoon before diving into the 70s this weekend. We'll have winds a gust up to 25 miles per hour throughout the valley today. 70 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. nobody else is going to be able to do.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Friday. Good to have you with us. More on the passing of Dianne Feinstein, the senator from the People's Republic of California. She passed away at the age of 90. We'll have more on that coming up. Also, always good to visit with John Zarpolis. He's the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. And this NPRI report is brought to you by Nevada Trucking Association. Paul Enos and all the men and women who get stuff from point A to point B all across our state, thank you for all that you do. John Zarpolis, thanks for being a part of the show and getting up with us this morning.
It's a pleasure, and it's good to be with you this morning. It's a beautiful fall morning. It just feels like fall's in the air.
I know. I poked my head outside during the news, and it is absolutely gorgeous. This is a busy, busy time for you. You've got the legislative report and a scorecard coming out next week. It seems as if every election cycle assembly or state senate cycle, we always seem to have some surprises in this report. Is it safe to say we'll see some surprises coming up in a week or so?
I think, first of all, we're hearing everyone who's running in the legislature in the primary just keeps asking, when is this coming out? When is this coming out? So the date is Tuesday, October 3rd. NPRI.org. You can actually should go there right now and sign up, and you'll get an email announcing it. But it will be available there at 9 a.m. on next Tuesday morning. It is going to be a problem in the primaries for a few people, and that's the hope. Let the reality of how they vote be a reward, or in some case, the punishment for their sins, so to speak. So, yeah, we've got a lot of excitement around the scorecard. Also, and I don't want to get into who's the winner, who's the loser today. I don't want to be, you know, no spoilers today. But also just how clumped together the Democrats all have the same score. They just vote in lockstep compared to the Republicans, who are much more spread out. So it's a reminder of just the power and the control of the Democrat Party, along with the union, labor union force on them that keeps them in line. And I think that's also interesting. Got some great stories in here, too.
Let me just ask you, can you run down the methodology you use? How in-depth do you get on some of these bills?
Well, first of all, Nevada policy sticks to fiscal issues, regulation, and school choice. So our votes are for fiscal conservative issues. They are not on the social side of things. So that is our basic premise that we start with for our scorecard. This originally was started by Americans for Tax Reform over 30 years ago, this method of scoring. And we follow their format. It's spelled out right in the front of the book so you understand what you're looking at. But if you're worried about taxes, spending, regulation, or better schools, this scorecard is exactly for you. And for you to use in the primary season to go to candidates who want your support and say, hey, why is this your score? What did you vote on this? And you can also go back to our website and see what they actually voted on if you need a very defined breakdown of what was what. So that, you know, we've got this covered in all ways and give you lots of backup.
I'm curious, do you ever have members of the state Senate or the state assembly who come to you and say, hey, you got this all wrong?
Yep. Oh, I'm waiting for the calls on Wednesday.
Oh, my God.
Yes, I get them mad, madder than whatever. Angry. How did you? People don't understand. I had to vote this way. Well, no, you didn't, because there's somebody here with 100% score. So, no, you didn't.
Oh, my
God.
So,
yes, one of our problems, yes. And And then during the primary season, they complain that their opponents are using our scorecard against them. Well, not my fault how you voted. You know, it's just the facts. We deal in facts. So it's fun, but it's also, it's hard to listen to it sometimes.
I know that legislators will get grades. Does the governor get a grade in this thing?
He does. I'm not going to give it away. We had some issues that we were not thrilled about. We're fiscal conservatives, and we don't think tax money should be going for stadiums. That was his biggest problem for us. Get where he had to come from on that and his situation. He still has a good grade. And we have in here the top best bills, top 10, the worst 10, best 10 vetoes, and worst 10 vetoes. So we have a lot in here about the governor's performance, and we hope he reads the scorecard and takes some of it, takes some of it into account for where he's going next session. But for your listeners, go to NevadaPolicy.org and just get on our email list. This will be coming out on Tuesday, but also you can go there after Tuesday or Tuesday or later and just download the PDF. If you'd like a printed version, we have thousands at the printer. They will be done on Monday. We will be mailing this out to all our supporters. They all get one in the mail from us, a printed version. And if someone would like extras, we're happy to send them out to them.
I want to ask you about the 75 vetoes from Governor Lombardo and why they are at risk as we get set for an election coming up on November 5th of 2024. Can you talk a little bit about why these 75 vetoes are in doubt?
Yes, absolutely. And it's a problem. The way our system is set up, if there is not a supermajority in both the state Senate and the state assembly, and there is not a supermajority in the state Senate, the Democrats are one vote short, a supermajority allows them to be veto-proof. Because of that one vote short in the Senate, the governor had the right to veto bills. But the problem is the way the law is set up and the way the system works, they passed so many bills in the last week that during the next session, any bill that he vetoed for the first, basically, week, if they have a supermajority, they then can override his veto. So the next legislative election cycle is crucial. If the Democrats gain that one more Senate seat and hold the veto-proof majority they have in the Assembly, they will have veto-proof majority in both state Senate and state Assembly. They can undo the vetoes of the bills that were done in the last week of the session.
I had a chance to visit with P.K. O'Neill yesterday from the Assembly. He's the leader of the Republicans in the state Assembly. And he pointed out that these elections coming up, they've already identified four or five races that they think are the Democrats are vulnerable. Are we going to have to do a better job of fundraising, of vetting, anything else that we need to be doing better in this next election cycle?
Absolutely. The recruiting of candidates is what should be happening right now. Finding good, solid people that know how to get something done, that have some principles, that understand legislation. By the way, if there's anyone out there thinking of running for legislature, please drop us an email at info@npri.org. We will be having classes for legislators starting in February, or legislative candidates, let's put it that way. So we'll have classes in February. We'll have another set of classes right after the primary. I'm trying to give them some idea on how the system works and why things, what's important. It's interesting how many people run for legislature and have no clue how a bill works, how you even draft a bill, any of that. So we provide help nonpartisan. Anybody can sign up for these classes. There's such a lack of knowledge of people that want to run. everyone's fixated on the federal issues, and they don't realize just how much happens at the state level, and they don't understand the issues. So absolutely, we want to teach them.
In fact, I had Kelly Quinn on. He's running in Assembly District 5. He lost by 1,600 votes back in 2022 and said he learned a lot from that experience that he'll bring into this next race in AD5. Can you talk a little bit about fundraising? Because that, to me, is the mother's milk of politics, and yet so many candidates don't know how to do it. Are there good fundraisers and bad fundraisers?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I spend the majority of my time fundraising for Nevada Policy because we are not government funded. We are completely funded by individuals. Fundraising's difficult. It's sales. You have to sell yourself. Many candidates are just weak on even talking about why someone should be supporting them. So fundraising, a good fundraiser starts with the person they're talking to and finding out what their issues are and what does that politician intend to try to correct or fix or the issue that's bothering that particular donor. And then they've got to ask. So many of them are afraid to ask. And if you don't ask for money, you're not going anywhere in politics. Unfortunately, politics is about the money.
Indeed,
so, yes,
it is.
Fundraising is a practice art.
I always want to save the best for last, and sure. And the best and the last is what you folks have planned on October 24th. Can you talk a little bit, because I've been to your dinners, and your annual dinners are so much fun. I mean, they really are fun. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be happening and who you're bringing in?
Victor Davis Hanson.
Yes.
Historian, commentator, who we all see every Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We see his opinion piece there. We see him on Fox. We see him all over the place, all over the web. The man is brilliant. We have him Tuesday, October 24th. Again, back to NPRI.org. Click on the events tab. Tickets, sponsorships, tables. The beautiful thing about all this, Kevin, we've been up for 1 week. We're almost sold out.
Oh, my God.
So if you're interested, you got to hurry, because we are running out of seats, running out of tables. But I guarantee he's fascinating. We had him for our dinner in Reno 2 years ago. Just the greatest. Just the depth of knowledge and his ability to recall not only ancient history, but history from 20 years ago, 30 years ago, or 5 minutes ago is phenomenal. And then stringing it all together in a motivational, he's just amazing, just amazing. So Victor Davis Hanson, go to NPRI.org. It's Tuesday, October 24th at the Four Seasons. Got a wonderful venue.
Oh, nice.
And we're selling out quickly.
That is absolutely great. And again, one more time, if people want information, either on running for office or the dinner, any of this, where do they go?
You can find it at NPRI.org or email us at info@NPRI.org. Happy to respond and let people know how they can learn more and find more and know more.
John, it's always good having you on. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a great weekend, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. John Zarpolis joining us, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. We call it NPRI or Nevada Policy, but they do great work there. Great work. John Zarpolis, the president of that fine organization. Coming up, Ron Futrell joins us after 8:05. We'll preview the Raiders and Jimmy G and what's going on there. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting